The Fayetteville City Council is considering a ban on city use of polystyrene foam products. Most of us know polystyrene foam as styrofoam. Teresa Turk, City Council member for Ward 4, sponsored the ordinance and spoke with Ozarks at Large's Zuzana Sitek about the proposed measure.
Why was sponsoring this ordinance important to you?
Well, I found out that Little Rock had actually passed a styrofoam ban back in November of 2018. And frankly, I was shocked because usually Fayetteville is the leader in these kinds of progressive or environmentally sound movements. So that was really shocking. But I would say that I've had for a long time this notion that Fayetteville is not, that we're lagging behind other states and other cities in how we deal with our waste. I mean, we have some really good, progressive, wonderful things. Curbside recycling is terrific. The solar farm that's going in, that's going to generate 72% of the energy that the city is using. I mean, these are terrific things that the city does. But there's other areas where we could really improve. And I thought starting with styrofoam and trying to ban that from any kind of city properties or the purchasing from of these materials by the city would be a good start.
So this ban will not affect private businesses, but it will affect the way the city does some of its business. Can you talk about that a little bit more?
This ordinance would actually ban the city government from purchasing any styrofoam products and also ban vendors that are on city property, such as with Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue and other street vendors, again, that are on city property, from actually using or dispensing styrofoam. The ordinance, if it's passed in 2 weeks, does not go into effect until November 1st. And so I felt like that would give vendors and the city enough time to sort of make an adjustment and to not purchase any more styrofoam products.
So from the vendor standpoint, how would the city actually enforce this rule?
Well, I think that there would probably just be spot checking. I haven't really talked to enforcement about that, but so I'm kind of winging it here. But I think there would be spot checking. And I know that, you know, in general, the city tries to get compliance rather than actually fining people. But so I know it would be a gentle approach in the beginning. Sometimes it just takes a while for people to catch on.
The city council read the ordinance for the first time on Tuesday evening. What came out of that meeting? What did you hear from residents and what did you hear from other city council members?
There were several people there that citizens that really wanted it to be applied citywide. And some council members did, too. They thought that this was sort of a limited approach, and it is. But we wanted to make sure that we didn't go too far. And so I think that, you know, there's a possibility in a couple of weeks that maybe we will have a stepwise approach to eliminating styrofoam altogether.
So the ordinance won't come up again until later this month at the city council meeting on May 21st. And that actually is something you asked for.
That's right. You know, I've really been a big proponent of allowing the citizens to hear at least twice in two city council meetings things about rezoning, because people are super busy and it's really hard to track everything that's occurring at the city. And so I wanted to be consistent. So if I asked for two hearings for a rezoning issue, I thought it was important to have two hearings for or two readings for the styrofoam ban. Again, so citizens are aware of it. They may have some ideas about ways to improve it. And so I'm really open to that. I'm open to people's suggestions because, you know, this is a local issue. I mean, it's a global issue, but we're going to implement it locally. And the more people that we have on board, the more creative ideas that we have, the better.
So is the styrofoam ban just a first step? Is there anything else that the city is considering in terms of these environmental measures?
It is a first step, but I have to say this is also trying to fulfill some of my campaign promises. I talked to a lot of people last year when I was running for office, And part of one of my big three ideas was to make the city greener, to green it up. And that means eliminating as much plastic as we can and other non-recyclable products. So I'd like to continue on that and see how this goes. And again, try and implement things that work really well for the community. And then, you know, the other thing, if people, if they eliminate their plastic straws in restaurants, if they eliminate their styrofoam containers, then we don't really have to legislate it. You know, we can be a green city without legislation. There are other methods to make us more green friendly.
Right, because some businesses are already they've already taken that step. A lot of businesses in Fayetteville have eliminated their styrofoam, for example.
Exactly. I think that's great. And I really am going to try and look for a way to reward those kind of businesses. You know, they have a sort of a Green Alliance decal that they use in St. Louis to really identify restaurants that actually are using green methods, zero waste or reduced waste methods. And if we could implement something like that here, start something like here, or maybe even give an award. So it's really a prestigious thing that you want and draws people to your restaurant or your business because you're using green methods, protocols, and materials. Then I think that's another way to sort of incentivize reducing our waste in Fayetteville.
Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
That was Teresa Turk, the Fayetteville City Council member who represents Ward 4. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Susanna Sitek yesterday.